It seems that little is written about love in Buddhist texts, at least compared to other traditions. Am I missing something? Yeah, probably. Or not missing much of all, anything really. You know, what the Buddha defines love in two different ways. One is the metta is the a kind of a selfless love, a sense of unself-centered love, and bia, which is affection or an invested love. And the Buddha is quite explicit in that. Say where there is bia, there is suffering. So that where that invested affection, bias, then there will be suffering. There's a discourse where a layperson goes to the Buddha and asks the Buddha about love, and then the Buddha actually just sort of says quite bluntly, well, wherever there's love, there's suffering. And the person was completely taken aback by that, and this can't be. Then we went out disaffected out the front of the monastery, and leaving the monastery, and there's a group of gamblers sitting there, and you wouldn't believe what the Buddha just said. He said, wherever there's love, then there's going to be suffering. And the gamblers said, oh, we don't agree with that. So they said, wow, yeah, there. So word started spreading in Savatthi, and then it came to the ear of the king. King Basenadi, and he says to the Queen Malika, I hear the Buddha says wherever there's love there's suffering, and Queen Malika sort of says, well, if the Buddha said it, it's probably true. And he gets upset, and he says, let's go and ask the Buddha himself, see what the Buddha says, King Poseidon comes and says, oh, I hear that you said that wherever there's love there's suffering. Is this true? He says, well, let me ask a question. Do you love your daughter Vajira? Oh yes, I love my daughter. And what would happen if something well, she got ill or had some illness or some accident or something, would you be upset? Oh, of course I'd be upset. He said, well, and what would happen if your favorite Queen Malika, what if happened if she got ill or had something happen? He said, well, of course I'd be upset. Said, well, then it comes from love. So that attachment is a basis for when love is still has that edge of affection, bias, self-investment, then it's going to be fraught with suffering. It's just the nature of the emotional realm. But it's also why the Buddha tries to encourage us to lift our that's why one of the translations of, say, metta or of the Brahma Viharas as mature emotions, and sort of having an emotion that isn't fraught with the feeling of it comes from separation or disappointment, or it's something that is more, the investment is in the emotion itself, as opposed to the object of the emotion.